Recording in progress.
Well, it's 7 o'clock. We'd like to welcome everyone to our Hartsville City Council meeting tonight, December 10th, 2024. We appreciate all those in the audience and council for being here. We are having an opening pledge of allegiance by Councilmember Weiss.
Everybody stands, please, and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, we're indeed grateful for this opportunity tonight to meet. We ask thy spirit to be with us as we discuss the business of the city, that we can make the right decisions and that we will be able to do those things that we see fit. We ask thee to please watch over our city employees and our officers and all those that put in the time here in this city, that they will be able to do the things they need to and everything will be well. We're thankful again for all we have, and we say this in thy son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Moving on to item number 3, which is our consent items. This is the approval of meeting minutes for November 12th, 2024, as presented. Council, have you had a chance to look at those minutes? Any changes or comments? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for November 12th, 2024, as presented.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 4 on the agenda is employee recognition. Jordan Reed, who was supposed to be here tonight, he has been serving on our planning commission, and he has resigned. He's gotten a lot more busy than he was when he first started. So we'd like to recognize him tonight. We have a Harrisville Horizons, and we give him his nameplate, and I think he served about 18 months. So we appreciate him on that. Item number 5, business items. Item A is our 2025 meeting schedule. Jenny, would you like to present that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Mayor. So in your packet were the meeting dates outlined for the 2025 year. The City Council dates will be on the second Tuesday of every month, and the Planning Commission will be the second Wednesday of every month. These are the dates that are being proposed, and any special meetings will be public noticed as necessary by the law, and these will as well.
We seem to be able to avoid all of the major holidays with the second Tuesday, don't we?
Yes. The only Tuesday that is a holiday conflict will be November 11th.
Okay.
So we will likely have to adjust that meeting, but because it is an election year next year, we'll be canvassing the election results, which typically throws off our November meeting schedule date anyway, so we'll still be holding a meeting in November. We'll just most likely cancel that first date, and we'll find out what date the county will let us canvass our election results.
All right, so we'll leave it as is for now.
Yes, that's our suggestion.
There, just a quick question, would there be any reason why would we want to meet after the Planning Commission instead of them meeting after us? Meeting swap days?
So historically, in the past, we've had 2 meetings a month, and we've gone down to 1 meeting a month because of our business items. But also, we had in our code time requirements for example, our old subdivision ordinance required a waiting period to pass before the City Council could adopt something that had been recommended by the Planning Commission. So it was always a time frame that needed to be waited out, if that makes any sense. I'm sorry, I'm lost for words today, but it's been not a problem in the past, but obviously if there's some concern about needing to meet, my suggestion would be having a second meeting in the month.
Second meeting, okay.
Which we've
just
done
curious.
That a couple of times since last year.
Okay.
Any more comments or questions on this?
Up to now, we've not had any problem when we needed to call a second meeting, because I know it has to be publicized and you have to have so much time between. So
yes. meeting as long as we meet the state requirements, yes.
So in lieu of a second meeting, if we meet that time period, does it matter if we go a little bit further and have, or do we have to do it within a specific time frame?
The time frame requirements have been removed from those waiting periods, but that's just historically how it's been set.
Okay.
But we don't have any waiting period for approvals between Planning Commission recommendation and City Council since the subdivision ordinance has been updated that doesn't require those legislative actions.
So really, in the, you know, the spirit of efficacy, we still could switch those and meet all the requirements that we have to and not have to call any special meetings. Not that I care about a second meeting, but it might be more efficient if we did.
I believe the law just states we have to meet once a month, but yeah. It doesn't clarify exactly when we have to meet or that City Council has to meet before Planning Commission. It doesn't say that. It defers to the cities to make that decision.
The only concern I would have with that is I think people who have adjusted their schedules now that are sitting on there to make sure you're at the right meeting at the right time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, there is a motion that's needed to accept this.
I'll make the motion then that we adopt the 2025 meeting schedule as printed and shown on record.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries on that. Item B, discussion, possible action to adopt resolution 24-20, which is an information technology policy. Jenny Knight.
Thank you, Mayor. So as I believe Council is already aware, staff has been working diligently to find the gaps in our policy standards or things that we can update to be in compliance. This is particularly an item required by our audit. And so we have spent the last couple of months, this is a fairly standard IT user agreement that will be adopted into our policy manual for our employees to enter into and just governs the use of our social media as well as our email and any type of IT accounts including cell phone usage. And we're happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Our legal counsel approved it as to form?
More than form, I approved the whole thing.
Good enough for me.
Any more questions?
Motion that we adopt resolution 24-20, an information technology policy.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. This is a roll call also. Councilmember Williamson.
Yes.
Councilmember Fawcett.
Yes.
Councilmember Jackson.
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen.
Yes.
Councilmember Weiss.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries on that. Moving on to item number 6, which is a closed session. And this closed session is for the purpose of describing Utah Code annotated section 52-4-205-1D, which is a strategy session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property, including any form of water right or water shares, or to discuss a proposed development agreement, project proposal, or financing proposal related to the development of land owned by the state, if public discussion would prevent the public body from completing the transaction on the best possible terms. I would need a motion to enter a closed executive session.
So moved. I make that move.
Second.
Okay. And this also needs to be a roll call vote. Councilmember Weiss?
Yes.
Councilmember Fawcett?
Yes.
Councilmember Williamson?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Jackson?
Yes.
Thank you. So at this time, I'm going to have to ask those in the audience that are not